This is Twit.
Okay, so ProPublica and Gizmodo co-published this report on hacking Mar-a-Lago. I've got the links in the show notes, but I'll just share the top of it, which is kind of fun and summarizes it. They wrote, 2 weeks ago, on a sparkling spring morning, we went trawling, in more ways than one, along Florida's coastal waterway, but not for fish. We parked a 17-foot motorboat in a lagoon about 800 feet from the back lawn of the Mar-a-Lago Club in Palm Beach and pointed a 2-foot wireless antenna that resembled a potato gun toward the club. Within a minute, we spotted 3 weakly encrypted Wi-Fi networks, and I assume that means WEP encryption. We could have hacked them in less than 5 minutes, but we refrained. Of course, they're publishing this publicly, so you bet they are saying they refrained. A few days later, we drove through the grounds of the Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey, with the same antenna and aimed it at the clubhouse. We identified 2 open Wi-Fi networks that anyone could join without a password. We resisted the temptation. We have also visited 2 President Donald Trump's other family-run retreats, the Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C., and a golf club in Sterling, Virginia. Our inspections found weak and open Wi-Fi networks, wireless printers without passwords, we know how juicy those are, servers with outdated and vulnerable software, and unencrypted login pages to back-end databases containing sensitive information. The risks, they write, posed by the lax security experts say go well beyond simple digital snooping. Sophisticated hackers could take advantage of vulnerabilities in the Wi-Fi networks to take over devices like computers or smartphones and use them to record conversations involving anyone on the premises. Quote, these networks all have to be crawling with foreign intruders, not just ProPublica, said Dave Attell, chief executive officer of Immunity Inc., a digital security company, when we told him what we found. And of course, that's the first thing I thought and our listeners would think is, you know, yes, ProPublica is not going to do anything that would create, a felony cyber intrusion offense for them. But
I'm surprised the Secret Service didn't come on over and say, hey, what you doing with that potato gun? I mean, seriously. Yes.
I know. I was watching something. I don't remember now who it was. It was some show where somebody resides next to Mar-a-Lago and with a reporter and a camera crew walked out onto the beach and walked over to Mar-a-Lago and walked right
up
onto
the ground. I'm sure the president wasn't there at the time, though, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think there's a little better security when he's there? Not that that's...
We would like to hope that. The problem is we already know the printers are easily taken over and used as a beachhead. And apparently there are open printers with no passwords. It's like, oh, Lord. So, yeah. Security lapses, they write, are not uncommon in the hospitality industry, which, like most industries and government agencies, is under increasing attack from hackers. But they are more worrisome in places where the President of the United States, heads of state, and public officials regularly visit. U.S. leaders, they write, can ill afford such vulnerabilities. As both the U.S. and French presidential campaign showed, hackers increasingly exploit weaknesses in internet security systems in an effort to influence elections and policies. Since the election, Trump has hosted Chinese President Xi Jinping, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, and British politician Nigel Farage at his properties. The cybersecurity issues we discovered could have allowed those diplomatic discussions and other sensitive conversations at the properties to be monitored by hackers. And of course, the last thing we want in this case is for anyone to be blackmailed as a consequence of information that would be disclosed that way. Yikes.